Lori Brock's here with Dr. Kathleen Todd of Valdez Medical Center and Providence Valdez Medical Center. Actually, it's Valdez Medical Clinic, isn't it? I think I interchanged clinic and center, so I apologize.
You do, but that's all right. Yeah, Valdez Medical, Providence Valdez Medical Center is the hospital, and the clinic is
clinic.
Okay.
Private
business. Yeah.
Now that I know, every time I think I screwed that up. So clarification here, and we also wanted to clarify a little bit and talk about immunizations because the flu shot is coming. We have several different flu shot dates coming up to encourage social distancing, one on October 3rd inside the Civic Center, one on October 10th that's going to be a drive-through, and then one on October 17th. Different times. Anyways, that information's out there. It's a little ways away, but save the date. It's not, actually. October 3rd is pretty close around the corner. But I know everyone's talking about the COVID vaccine, and then there's a flu shot. So tell us, you know, obviously they're different. So tell us what you know about both, and try to get rid of some of the misperceptions or misinformation, or enlighten us on either one of those and how they're going to look here in Valdez.
Okay, well, these are obviously two separate diseases. I think everybody's heard that. This is like measles and chickenpox. You know, they both have spots, but they're two separate, totally separate diseases. The flu shots we've been having available for quite a few years, and people say, oh, they don't work. Well, the flu virus changes every year, and so they have to guess based on what they see in Asia, because the flu seems to start in Asia and work its way around the world every year. They have to look over there and say, what kind of varieties might come this year, and go from there and make a bunch of vaccine to have it available in the fall, so that then when you get the shot and it kind of wears off after 6 months, it'll maybe cover the flu season from, say, October to March or April. The grocery store already has the vaccine available, but the most public health places actually don't have their vaccine yet, and we'll get it in late September or early October. That's partly how we set the date. Partly we set it so that it's that October lasting all the way through the spring. There's been a lot of talk about, boy, if we get the COVID vaccine, everybody's got to be ready to administer it. Well, that's what Valdez has been doing all these years, by having these days when you can get your flu shot. And this year is going to be a little different, but we have proven that we can do drive-through, get a lot of people through very efficiently. And so when we get the COVID vaccine, I feel very confident that Valdez can get it out. I think we estimated one year that we could probably give 500 in a day if we had to. And so that's part of what this point of dispensing, people call it pod drill. Well, we just use real vaccine and get people a free flu shot at the same time.
But around the rest of the nation, this is not people don't have these plans in place. I mean, we're fairly ahead of the curve, I think, on that, right?
Yeah, we are. There are some other things about distributing the vaccine that I think that other people are doing, but the final get the needle in your arm part, I think we've got down pretty well in Valdez. But for instance, somebody was pointing out that a lot of these vaccines have to be frozen, not just refrigerated, but frozen. And that's relatively hard to do, to get it to Alaska and to remote places. So it may be that when the vaccine first comes out, that it's not going to come to rural areas, because it might get wasted because it got thawed on the way. I don't know if you remember back when shingles shots first came out, we really couldn't get them in Alaska, because that was what was happening, is that you know, you put them on a truck on dry ice, and if the dry ice disappears before they get here, you have to throw the whole batch away, and nobody wants to do that with something that's precious and not available to everybody. So it may go to the big cities first. So that kind of thing of how are you going to keep it frozen, or if it's a frozen vaccine, all that sort of thing is has to be worked out. And so that's what state is happening on the state level.
And they're talking about the vaccine, but so right now flu shots will be happening October 3rd through the 17th. There's three different dates between that period. But the actual COVID vaccine, it's not coming on the heels. It's going to be a while, right?
Right, yeah. Something has to be safe and effective, which means they have to try it on enough people to prove that it works. That's the effective part. And that it's safe. It doesn't have some you know, give you Guillain-Barré syndrome later. I mean, just you have to make sure that it's going to be safe in the long run. Can we test it for 30 years? No, we don't have time to do that. But can we test it and make sure that people, you know, do well at least for several months after they get it? You know, that's the kind of thing. Now, they test that all out on animals, but animals aren't people. So several vaccines are in the final stages of being tested on people. But they have to make sure they work, or why bother? And the flu vaccine is something we could do in the meantime. That is, number one, you don't want to have the flu and COVID at the same time. That would be a bad idea for obvious reasons, two things attacking your lungs at once. But also, we already have we got a sniffle. Is it COVID or not? Flu symptoms and COVID symptoms are going to look a lot alike at the beginning. The feeling like my classic for flu is, you have a cough that kind of started as a cough and less as a cold. Do you have a high fever and do you feel like you've been run over by a truck? And those are all symptoms on our COVID screening list. So it's going to be really hard to tell who has what. And the flu, if you're over the symptoms, you can go back to school or back to work or whatever, because the infectivity wears off pretty fast. But if you have COVID, no, we want you in quarantine. So it would be really nice if you didn't catch the flu, because it's going to mess up figuring out who's got what.
And we've been talking a lot about the schools and, you know, if anyone has any symptoms, if kid goes homesick, then they need to get a test to get back into the school. And then I know the schools have looked into, you know, what happens if someone does have COVID, then what happens? So I kind of wanted to take that and say, you know, what does happen behind the scenes, or what should happen behind the scenes? What needs to happen? I know we've been watching in Anchorage, you know, different places. Businesses maybe have had someone, an employee or something, with a case of COVID, or someone who's come to their establishment and has COVID. And so what is the process for disinfecting, or, you know, what is it that needs to happen if there's a case?
Well, there's two sets of things that need to happen. Surely if that person has been in the break room or, you know, someplace where other people are rather than in their own private office, somebody needs to wipe everything down, and for specific instructions as to what kind of chemicals to use and how long to let them dwell and what chemicals you can get a hold of. That's the other thing. You know, and how long you ought to let things sit and all that sort of stuff. I am sure that Olivia Foster at the hospital, infection preventionist nurse, would love to help people out with that if they don't have the instructions on the internet or whatever. The other thing is who they've been exposed to. So the first real case early on that we had of a local, their business said, you know, with the public health nurse, was able to say, okay, in the 2 days before they came down with the symptoms, where were they? Who were they with? Who went to that meeting? How far apart were they sitting? All that sort of stuff. So and they didn't have to close down the whole business and send everybody home. They were able to just quarantine the people that they came in contact with. So that's partly what the school's kind of trying to do with their cohorting, so that you're only in contact with the kids from your grade, for instance, or that sort of thing, so that if somebody gets sick, they're only going to have to quarantine those few people as opposed to everybody in the whole school, because you all sat right next to each other in the lunchroom.
And as we're moving along, you're trying to figure out, you know, I think initially it was, you know, just freak out, everyone go home. But now I think it's how do you deal with it, address the problem, and then get people back into life, I guess. So
right. And with customers, with everything, you know, if you have had plexiglass shields and masks and everybody washed their hands while they were putting out the stock, then you're not going to have to worry about your customers as much as you would if you're up close and personal. And of course, if you have an up and close and personal business, like you're a hairdresser or a dentist or something, those people are being very careful to keep track of who was in there at the time. So if client A later tests positive for COVID and they tell their hairdresser there, then the hairdresser can say, oh, client B came in right after them, but the people who were there the day before, I don't have to worry about, because client A wasn't there yet. So if people can keep those bubbles small and know who's in the bubble, it really makes it easier than just saying, well, everybody who was ever in that hairdresser's office has to go home. That would be much more devastating.
All right. Well, and that's what we wanted to hit. The flu shot is coming out. Do you have any idea on a vaccine date? I guess that's, you know, you and 8,000 other people are going to venture a guess. And well, 7,999 of you will be wrong. But
yeah, exactly. I think that in terms of getting it to be safe and effective, it takes a while to do those trials to see if it's effective. So I sincerely doubt that we will have anything that is totally safe and effective by, you know, before the election. I don't think that's going to happen. And then, as I say, when it comes out and it's safe and effective, then there will be the process of manufacturing enough of them. That's why they don't wait and see what the United States flu epidemic is like and then manufacture them. They have to take an educated guess and then because they have to make vaccine like crazy all summer. So you should still get your flu shot. Flu virus is smaller than coronavirus, so it fits through masks better, unfortunately. So even if everybody's wearing a mask, we may still have some flu going around. Probably not as much because of the social distancing and the masks, but it'll still be here. And so flu shots are worthwhile getting. And then when the COVID vaccine comes out, we may have to wait a little while if we are unless we manufacture a COVID epidemic and 10% of the people in town have it, then we might be first. But hopefully we won't be first. Hopefully
yeah, I would venture to guess.
Lower
that,
priority.
Yeah, with distribution being what it is. I'm not that bright, but we're not the first on the food chain in terms of location getting something here. We know that with our mail.
And hopefully they can, you know, once they finally know which vaccine or vaccines they're going to go with, then they can just churn those out like crazy. They have a good manufacturing process already worked out. They're already trying to get ahead. But right now they're making some of a bunch of different vaccines that might prove out to be good, so they'll have a jump start on it. But once they figure out which ones, they can all go into production of the best ones.
And I know there's a lot of concern about that vaccine, and so I know I'll be watching for the scrutiny of you know, exactly how was it vetted? How was it? Who is a good question anymore as well. So who's putting it out and who's it been tested on? So
yeah,
good news is
the big vaccine manufacturers have said that they are not going to put out anything without it being safe and effective and, you know, going all the way through the trials, I guess Russia put one out and said, oh, this is good, just because the politician said it was good. Politicians don't know anything about.
Yeah, and I would guess that the general public will have more interest in knowing what that process is.
Exactly.
With this. So we'll check back with you, because I know you follow that info, so it's always good to have a little bit of an inside track to what's happening behind the scenes and how that all normally works. To see where we're going. But thanks a lot. I know we both have places to go. So we'll stop it here today and check in with you again when we've got some more.
See you next week.
More info. Okay, thank you.
Welcome. Bye.